Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm Patty Hafner, superintendent of Fortuna Union Elementary School District. Thank you, College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University, for opening your doors to all 7th and 8th grade students in the I've Been Admitted to College program. If students do their part, they are guaranteed admission for vocational, technical, or professional studies. What a great opportunity. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. So much to talk about and so little time. As I listen to and read about the campaign trash that's being bandied about, especially on the presidential level, I pretty much get turned off on all of them. Newt, from what he has said in the past, is an uncompassionate soul who, like most upper-level politicians, has no idea of what it's like down here in the trenches, so to speak. Santorum, or whatever his name is so tightly wound, he might go bananas trying to deal with the crooks and otherwise free-living congressmen and senators. Romney says he knows what it's like to be poor. But oh, how soon we forget. They all want to tighten up spending. Good idea. But at whose expense? You guessed it. Social Security, welfare, home care, child care. Take food stamps, for example. I worked for almost 50 years in the retail grocery and meat business. When food stamps first came out, we had chits for small change and gave back $1 once to finish the transaction. That has progressed to debit card type transactions as far as I know, simplifying things. Food stamps are issued to folks of certain economic statuses, how much income, how many kids, and so on and so forth. They can only be used for food purchases, no soap, toilet tissues, or other non-food items. The vast majority of those I dealt with used the stamps to their best advantage. That was and is the reason behind them. You'll get those who cheat, those who sell or trade them, those who buy expensive goods, even merchants who abuse them. Overall, though, they help raise the standards of living and good nutrition for many who would otherwise have to struggle even harder. Then the candidates all fault President Obama for spending too much and creating this huge deficit we're facing. Doesn't Congress have something to do with that? I'm sick of it all. As I've said before, how about going to a no-party system where someone who is looking out for us might get elected? One last thought about this Obamacare. How can the government force people to buy insurance if they can barely survive on minimum wage or even twice that? It's tax time and we are once again bombarded with ads on how to beat the IRS out of what you owe. That's us folks in the end. I don't know about you, but I pay all I owe. I take all legal deductions. My accountant, Rich, is a stickler for honesty and legality. One ad that particularly galled me recounted one couple who only paid a small percentage of what they owed so they could continue their current lifestyle. Sheesh! I understand how one can get overpowered by calamities of one sort or another, but to cheat the IRS so you can live better? No way. The remark by a retired police training officer regarding the shooting death of a nutcase in Fortuna was way out of line. He said they should have let the guy go, and something to the effect that it was only a misdemeanor. It so happened that the incident started at the gate of a friend of mine. The perp was clearly out of control, and if you've ever witnessed a confrontation of one of those high on drugs or even alcohol, you don't just let them go. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.